chatting with a very busy man from the Logan House Fire Support Network. See, his phone's ringing already. We are actually catching up with Louis. Hello, Louis.
Hi, Jodie. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, to answer your question. Yeah. I am tired, but yeah, look, we have been kept busy in the first 6 months of the year, and obviously even with COVID here, we saw a bit of a spike in house fires because more people were home.
Yeah, I was wondering that, like if having more people at home sort of encouraged that there'd be more fires taking place in homes. Are they accidents, you know, like that we're mainly seeing people falling asleep maybe, you know, or forgetting they've got the cooking on?
Every house fire is an accident apart from the ones that are charged with arson. So that's the way we look at it. And arson percentage across the state is very minimal, you know. So, yeah, they're all avoidable, you know. And it's, what we did find was, we always see an increase in fires during school holiday periods because more people are home.
Do you know one thing when you say that just quickly?
Yeah.
One of the girls that I actually work with has a 13-year-old at home.
Yeah.
And she decided that she was going to cook something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know why, she added water to the oil.
Yeah.
And ended up in hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's so important when kids are told not to do certain things on their own that they don't.
Yeah, and correct. And so just to touch on that for your listeners, the biggest no-no, water and oil. Do not ever mix, you know. Make sure you have a fire blanket in your kitchen area. So do not put water on oil.
See, now, do we find that maybe, and they're lucky because no part of the house set on fire,
yep,
but she is going to have a little bit of scarring because it did actually end up on her.
Yes.
But putting that aside, she is really, really a lucky young lady. But do we find that someone, maybe there's an oil fire or an electrical fire, and then people react in the wrong way to try and put it out, and that makes it worse?
Absolutely, yeah. So your adrenaline kicks in. Obviously, you know, you're going about your business, you're cooking your dinner, you're doing whatever. Then you see some flames that are just kind of getting out of control. Well, you panic, you know, so you're just going to grab what it... Instinct will tell you
water.
I'm going to grab water and just because it's a fire.
Yeah.
What do firemen do? They use water to put out a fire. So that's what instinct is. But what we're saying to you is in a kitchen area, big no-no. You know, do not use water in the kitchen area. So fire extinguisher, fire blanket. Okay.
Yeah.
But also the number one priority is also what we tell people: get out of your house. You know.
Let the professionals deal with
it. Absolutely. Don't be the hero. Let them guys come in there. You know, we can replace homes, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, on average, every year in Logan, we're averaging about 160 house fires every year. Now, we can replace them homes. We can rebuild them little, that room that might have been damaged, paint the rest of the house. But we can't replace lives, you know?
Yeah, and so. Do people think other things are important to grab before they get out, or they just try and tackle these fires themselves?
We've been to fires where people are running back into their homes. They're trying to get back into their homes because they've remembered they've got something left in their bedroom while the fire officers are trying to put out, extinguish the flames, you know? So, you know, once again, we can replace everything.
Nothing materialistic could be harder to get over than the loss of a life.
Absolutely. And, you know, over the years, I've lost count of how many, you know, loss of life I've attended, you know, and how many funerals I've had to arrange, you know, and it's heartbreaking for those families, you know. So, just please, everybody, if you have a fire, if it's only safe enough to do so, try and self-extinguish. If not, get out, get everyone, all your family, your pets, in a safe place. Dial 000. Let the experts worry about it. The community will rally around you. We'll be there for you and we'll help you get back on your feet.
And is that exactly what you actually do?
Yeah, look, absolutely. So when a fire occurs, emergency services will give us a call. We arrive on scene as it's happening. We'll get a debrief from emergency services indicating what's happened. Sadly, not they're not all the best outcome, you know, but we'll assist that family moving forward. We'll guide them through the next processes, you know, making sure they've got a roof over their head, they've got food, they've got clothing.
Yeah.
And even as I mentioned earlier, we'll even help arrange the funeral and pay for the funeral for the loved ones when they're not able to. So we're pretty much a one-stop shop there for making sure everyone's right. We'll help them get new premises, the kind donations from the community. We gather all that ready so we can rehouse them, and so they've got, so they're not sitting on the floor. They've got somewhere to sleep. So yeah, look, it's a service that is essential. As I keep saying to a lot of people, you know, it's nice to know me, but you don't want to see me and my vehicle in your street late at night with my high-vis vest on. I'm there for bad news, you know.
You know, I know that sometimes maybe documents or photo albums or certain items are playing on people's mind and they think they need those things and they may not be replaceable, but all the important stuff is, and, you know, people always have their memories, don't they?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And look, in these days, JD, with technology we've got out there, you know, most people have got it up in the cloud or whatever, or Facebook. We can retrieve those photos. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's, I know you're gonna lose a lot of sentimental stuff. You know, the ones that can never be replaced. But you know, is that more important than your life?
No,
or, or your loved one's life? You know, so it's kind of, just. Listen to the authorities, you know, listen to our voices when we say to you, you know, get out of the house, you know, let the experts worry about it. As I said to you, we'll get there, we'll guide you through the next processes, you know. And there's just the little things that we might say to someone that eases them, because once again, the adrenaline's kicked in. They're lost. They're sitting in the gutter, don't know what to do, you know, but
people around them do.
Correct, absolutely. Yeah. You know, so they're normally in shock. So we help them through that shock, you know. And we have other organisations that help us, you know, like Rotary Lions and all the rest of it.
What's Siri doing trying to come in on the conversation?
Siri tried to come in. So, they kindly donate to us little gift cards, you know. So you've got to remember, they've lost everything. They're like bread, milk, so on. So we hand them gift cards so they can go and get a bit of bread and milk ready for the next morning, and just trying to calm them down a little bit, you know, and then ease them through the processes moving forward.
Now, Louis, what would you say is the number one tip that you would give out to prevent house fires?
So the Queensland Fire Emergency Service has a favourite slogan: don't stop looking while you're cooking. Okay, so it's great, because, and the reason I've said that one is almost 50% of the house fires occur in the kitchen area.
See, this is why I don't cook, Louis. It's just safer. Safer for everyone's health, safer.
Safer for your neighbours. Yes. So, yeah, look, it's so that's our number one advice we can give to people.